The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to this beautiful edition of Thursday, the 11th of June. You know what? Usually I don't come in on Thursday morning, but I just, you know, there's somebody in the studio today that I really, when Carl said she was going to be on, I wanted to be here to see her. And then I called her the wrong name. It's early, folks. And maybe the wind has something to do with it. But anyway, welcome to our morning show. Carl, it's Free Fire Radio here on Thursday. How are you?
Great. And welcome to Free Fire Radio here on the 11th of June, 7:05 in the morning. News, top of the hour, is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Hey, Ben's here.
We might need them before the day's out.
And we'll tell you why in a few minutes. Ben, good morning.
Good morning.
National day today? Or days?
It's National Corn on the Cob Day.
Okay.
I like
we
it.
Can go with that. Okay. Okay. What else?
It's National Career Nurse Assistance Day.
Okay.
Okay.
We love our first responders.
National German Chocolate Cake Day.
Okay.
What is that?
German
chocolate cake.
That's about all I got.
Now, I really want to know the difference.
Also,
when you have chocolate cake and then German chocolate cake. So
on this day, President John Kennedy used the Alabama National Guard to integrate the University of Alabama. Anna Mae Hayes and Elizabeth B. Holstein are the first two women to become generals in U.S. Armed Forces in 1970.
Wow.
So, cool. There you go.
History.
All right.
History.
It's going to be hot today.
Well, let me give you a quick update with the weather. Of course, you know that we've had these wind warnings, and you know, we turned on. Usually, sometimes we watch the news in the morning, and sometimes we don't. But today we were watching the news, and they were doing all kinds of, you know, red flag warning, heat advisory warning, talking about what happens when you have heat exhaustion. Then it goes into
heat stroke.
But what happens if you have heat exhaustion, which is why I'm not going to be playing in the Special Olympics golf tournament today, only because I've had it, and then when you have it, then you seem to be more susceptible. I don't know. Is it kind of like chicken pox? I think what you have it, you don't have it. But anyway, 104 is what we're looking at today, but we've got these gusts of winds that are going to be up to 31 miles per hour today. Our overnight lows will be clear skies and 70, but just understand we're under heat advisory, red flag warning, because of this heat. Tomorrow is going to be 106, Saturday is calling for 105, Sunday 104, and Monday 107. So we're in that heat wave. Get ready.
What's it going to be today?
Today's 104. But there's a gust up to 31 miles per hour, and it's very windy right now. Tomorrow is going to be, like we've got the gusts of wind don't happen so much tomorrow and over the weekend, which is great. If you go out with Taste of Reading, make sure, because we've been giving tickets away. We'll be there as well. But, you know, just stay hydrated in the shade, little tidbits of sun. You know, you're probably going to be drinking, so make sure that you hydrate. And all of the above. So anyway, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. As we read our weather every time, Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson. It's the Kinney family, three generations strong, always giving senior and veteran discounts. They are a veteran-owned business as well. Thank you so much for being our weather sponsor. That's Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793.
Okay, now today, it's Media Dave. For the Reading Pro-Am, but it's also the Media Day Special Olympic Golf Day.
Right.
And I'm going out there, which explains my strange clothing, my Hawaiian shirt, my ultralight trousers I'm wearing.
That you can zip off at the knee?
That if I have to.
Yep.
And we start at we start at 10:30, and the heat advisory starts at 11. So, but we are going to be in carts and drinking copious amounts of water.
And also that you know which drive to use in extreme wind.
Oh, for me, it just gives me a little bit of cover. Oh gosh, you know, I would have hit that ball further if it hadn't been for the wind. Or, gee, the ball went sideways. It wouldn't have done that unless it was the wind. And then, of course, the answer to that is, well, the wind's blowing from the other direction. Yes, I understand that, but it wouldn't have gone like that. It has to do with the revolution of the ball and how it spins.
Well, it's a segue. Is that a segue? A segue of no. Spinning. I'm going to spin
I don't
that.
Know. I don't
I'm
know.
Spinning that right into.
I don't know what causes my golf balls to go sideways.
Well, you know, you really you have.
Could be
you,
I should play more once in 5 years.
You could play a good game though, Carl. You really can.
I have.
Can hold your own. And I'll be curious to talk with you after it happens. And I'm sorry to miss it, but you know, we love our community. We support our community every which way we can, and that's why we have a very special guest on tonight with the Community Foundation of the North State, and that's Carrie Carancy. Good morning.
Good morning,
How
everyone.
Are you today?
I'm good, thank you. I'm glad
right.
to be here.
Looking bright and cheery, and how are you?
I'm doing well. It's a great day in the North State. It's warm, but here we are. It's Redding. It's June. And if everyone just stays cool and calm, it's going to be a great day.
Right.
Cool and calm.
Cool and calm, yeah. You know, when we do, the winds do affect a lot of, like, animals and different things. But anyway, so let's talk about where you are, the Community Foundation. I'm sure you want to share with our listeners something that's happening, where you've been, maybe an update, et cetera.
We have so many things we can talk about this
okay.
morning.
Yeah, because when I reached out,
it's been a while.
Gosh, it's been a month. Has it been that long?
It's been longer than that, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
You know, to get you on.
Yes.
And so many things have occurred, I'm sure, during that time frame.
There's been a lot of things. I think the last time I was on in here was North State Giving Tuesday,
okay.
which was early December. So that's been almost 6 months.
All right.
Can you believe it?
Well,
here we are already.
Yeah.
But we're really excited to talk about all the fun things at the Community Foundation that we've been doing over the past year and 6 months. And just share more about the Community Foundation itself. We help generous people in the North State give back. They can give through one fund to multiple organizations. We can work with their professional advisors and others to help them achieve their charitable goals. And over 25 years, we've been in existence for over 26 years actually now, we've helped give back over $70 million to the North State because of our donors and working with them. Which is
so
amazing.
How does that work? Tell me. So, you know, you just give us like a hypothetical of Mr. and Mrs. Smith decide that they're going to take some money from their trust. Or tell us how it works.
Absolutely.
Start from the very beginning.
We'll start from the beginning, and there's so many options and so many avenues, but I'll give just a couple examples. One example would be perhaps there's a couple. Later in life, they're retired. They have some money in some IRA accounts, and that's wonderful. Once you get to a certain age, you have a required distribution every year that you must take from that IRA account. Some people don't need that cash. Some people want to give back. That is the best way to help our nonprofits. They can roll it to the Community Foundation. It's tax-free.
Mm.
That's the best part, tax-free. And you can help the local nonprofits. And our staff helps you determine where that could be. Perhaps you have a passion for animals or veterans or anything in the community. We can help connect you.
I like that. I think it feels harmonious.
Yes. Also, you know, the stock market's done fairly well this year. I haven't looked at it this morning, but it's done fairly well. And there's a lot of appreciated stock. Perhaps you want to diversify. You don't want to pay taxes. We can help you with that. We can provide some tax smart solutions to gift those appreciated stocks directly to the Community Foundation and make donations to nonprofits with those dollars instead of hitting your checking account. We have so many options whether you want to give now in your lifetime or perhaps you're working with your estate planning attorney. We make it so easy for them. We give you and your estate planning attorney the piece of paper and the language that you need to add to your estate documents to help you create a legacy for the North State and beyond after you've passed.
I like that. So you give the language to your estate planner about this clause, in this clause or whatever it is, that we'll talk about like at this particular, like say you pass away at a certain time before something develops or delivers or what do you want to call matures or whatever it is. And then then you know you can be rest assured that money is going towards, let's say you want to build the Kitten Center or, like you said, veterans. So that's lovely. Tell us how people can look into the Community Foundation and support you or find out more about you.
Absolutely.
Apps after the break.
Oh, after the break.
You got it.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break here, and we will be right back with Carrie, and we're with the Community Foundation. We have some other things we need to talk about, including the McConnell Fund Awards.
Yes.
And so we'll be right back.
Northern California. Join us Saturday, June 27th at the Cascade Theater in Reading for the Ranches with Wolves Benefit Concert featuring Uncle Lucius and special guest Claire Dunn. Known for their hit song Keeping the Wolves Away, Uncle Lucius brings her signature Texas Americana sound to Reading for one unforgettable night.
I'm going broke with every song I play, cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
The evening begins at 5 p.m. outside the Cascade Theater with a free community pre-show featuring live music plus food, drinks, and friends. Then at 7 p.m., enjoy an incredible night of live music while supporting Ranches with Wolves, helping ranching families facing costs and losses not currently covered through state programs. Get your tickets today at CascadeTheater.org and be part of a night of music, community, and purpose. June 27th, live music at 5, Claire Dunn and Uncle Lucius at 7, presented by Ranches with Wolves. Tickets now at CascadeTheater.org.
Join us at Overtime to enjoy a large variety of beer, wine, and spirits. We're doubling down with not one, but two daily happy hours. Kick your weekend into high gear and join us on the dance floor every Friday and Saturday when we have our lights and DVJs from 9:30 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. For complete details on entertainment and drink specials, visit WinRiver.com. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Turtle Day's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
We should take a picture of me.
Are you alive and awake this morning?
We should take a picture of me before I go out. I'm actually wearing a Hawaiian shirt. So I'm wearing half of the, I could take off the, make these into shorts and be wearing the Redding tuxedo.
If you just tuned in, Carl's going to be golfing today.
Summer tuxedo here, a Hawaiian shirt and shorts. And
it used to be, you know, I think people, I'm seeing a change.
They're dressing differently.
I am seeing a change.
Hey, speaking of change, we're with Carrie Carency. Did I get that right?
Good job.
Okay. And we just, you know, we asked her, I said, well, how long have you been with the Community Foundation? It seems like a long time. And it has been. It's been 20 years. And now you are the woman at the top of the pyramid.
Well, you know, you built yourself up within the company. I think that's admirable.
No,
you know all about it.
See, there's another Carrie in town that, and she, I think she works in some kind of nonprofit too. And so when I get emails, I've got to take a look because nonprofits carry. And, so if I ever ask you a strange question, it's because I'm thinking of the other Carrie.
Then that's just fine.
That's fine because here we are. Now, why did you start with Community Foundation?
Well, you know, no one grows up thinking, oh, I want to work at a community foundation, because not too many people understand what it is, of course. But I think for me, it ended up being the perfect calling and the perfect place. I fell into it. I moved to Reading in 2005, straight out of college, married. I needed a job. And there was an opening at the Community Foundation. We were Shasta Regional Community Foundation at that time.
Uh-huh.
We since changed our name. And I thought, well, admin assistant, I can do that work. I'll try to figure out what that means and what this town is like and where maybe I want to land. And it was a perfect fit. It fits everything that I didn't realize I wanted to do, giving back to the community, learning about our community, and helping our community members make this place better. And so it's just been a whirlwind of 20 years. I can't believe it's been 20 years. And I absolutely love it. It is my favorite place. I love going to work. I love the difference we make, and I love helping the nonprofits and our donors.
Cool. Okay.
So, if there's people are listening, and we were talking at the break about if somebody has a stock and just say the stock goes public. I had a friend that had that happen to, and he was a gaffer and did a lot of stuff with rock concerts. And his dad, he started playing. He started investing in gold with monies that he made in gold and buying stocks. And then one of the things that he did was something medical that went public and made and then doubled, I think, and then tripled. So whatever that means, because I don't play the stock market, but, I mean, he made a big, big falling. And so that can happen to any person that follows and something like that happens. And so and then people want to do some philanthropic work. So do you guys do events or something maybe once a year that would be like, where people can come and talk to you and get more informed besides just a website and a radio show?
You know, it really depends. We do have a couple events throughout the year, but we don't know to invite you if we haven't been in contact. So we encourage you to give us a call, check us out online, or follow us on our socials. That's the best way to get the information, and word of mouth. But we have absolutely worked with multiple donors over the years who have had appreciated stock, and we've helped them make those charitable deductions, figured out what's the best tax solution for them, and to help the community. So that's something that happens all the time.
Okay. I mean, I hadn't thought of that. You know, and you see things from big organizations that say, you know, talk about, you know, putting whatever that foundation or organization is in their will. So there's somebody on the phone that wants to talk named Pat.
Ask a question.
Pat, good morning.
Good morning. This is Pat Karch, you guys.
Hi, Pat. Good morning.
Greetings. I just was listening to the show and wanted to, again, express our thanks to the foundation. Piano Angels has benefited greatly from their work there, as many nonprofits have, but we really appreciate them. It's hard work, especially around Giving Tuesday. They are just like running around like chickens with their heads cut off, and they do a marvelous job. So we're headed on our way up to Mount Shasta to pick up the piano, and I heard the show, and I wanted to call in and say thank you to all of you guys, Carrie and everyone. So,
well, thank you, Pat. That's so great. It's like I set you up, but I didn't. And, and Piano Angels is an amazing example of the benefit to the community. Pat and his team does a great job helping place pianos in the homes of those that perhaps can't afford, and they move heavy pianos all the time.
Pat and Pam.
Yes.
Yep.
Watching those two move a grand piano is like art.
Yeah.
They brought a parlor grand into our house.
Pat, you posted something yesterday about is the event this weekend or something where you've got all this musical
big music giveaway. I wasn't intending to advertise that, but since you asked, we have collected now over the year, the course of this year, just tons of stuff, musical instruments and tens of thousands of pieces of music and PA gear, which we're going to give away for free on Saturday at the Grange Hall in South Reading Grange at 9 a.m. People can come and take anything they want. We do take donations at the exit door, but it's so much stuff I can't even give you the list over the phone. It's amazing.
Yeah, and not only that, but you've got other there's other things going on too that Piano Angels will be doing. But Saturday at the Grange Hall, right here in Reading, I can't remember what road that's on.
On Cedars.
That's
Road.
Right, oh, Cedars okay. Road. And it's free.
Yeah, all free.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Okay. What time is that?
Guys.
9 a.m. Okay. Thank you, Pat.
Thanks, Pat.
You bet. Bye bye.
Well, here we're Carrie Carinci, and we're talking the Community Foundation, and this is just somebody that you all have helped. Let's take an early break, and when we come back, we can go into the McConnell Foundation Award of over $770,000 that you all then shared in our community. And I've seen the list is large of people who've been helped. So we'll be right back after these messages.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Reading and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they'll normally meet with us long before spring and really identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we start promoting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price just knowing that we'll actually find that price at the very end, just before we get live, so we can maximize every penny possible.
Go online to RedingHomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Big action comes in small packages. Join us Saturday, June 20th in the Wind River Event Center for a night of high-flying, heavy-hitting action. We are bringing back the pro athletes from Micromania. Tickets start at just $20 plus fees. These micro athletes may be short in stature, but they are giants in the world of entertainment. Keeping you on your feet, screaming from the opening bell through the fane of all the details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-U. You win. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Reading area homeowners, stop being told your only option for your old roof is to buy a new one. Actually, never re-roof it again. Reading California's Diamond Coat Roof Restoration offers homeowners real, actual restoration that saves tens of thousands of dollars compared to replacements. At Diamond Coat, we offer best of class, American-made, high-performance, clear acrylic barrier systems that actually seal the shingles, lock in the granules, and protect your roof from NorCal's extreme weather. The Diamond Coat system is unique and also nothing like the vegetable oil-based restoration being sold in our area. This is an actual invisible barrier designed specifically to protect your shingle roof, not just make it look newer. These are hard times, and restoring your roof, over replacing it at a third of the cost, is without a doubt one of the best investments you can make in 2026. Call 530-941-9035. 530-941-9035 or visit www.diamond-coat.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Everybody calls us a lion.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community. A special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air. Because everybody calls us 2212-642.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Colin DeBott, this portion of the show brought to you by Maximal Insurance and Financial, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy started her company back in 1993 and has been helping our community ever since. How about taking a second look at your retirement plans? How about your insurance? Are you happy with it? Do you think you're getting the best deal? How about a free review and evaluation from Maximal Insurance and Financial? Just give them a call at 530-221-0441. And set up an appointment and talk to one of their experts. Two separate divisions there, insurance and financial matters. located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We do business with Judy. Very happy with that. Take the opportunity and get some expert advice for free. And speaking of free, we're talking to Carrie Carinci, who heads up the Community Foundation. And I found out more during the break than I knew before.
Great.
That, you know, we'll work it into the show here. But one of the things you do, of course, is you just awarded via, through the McConnell Foundation, $770,000 to our community in the surrounding community. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Oh, I would love to.
Can you expand on that?
Yes. So this past spring, and most every spring since 2002, the McConnell Foundation has partnered with the Community Foundation to help do some local grant making for them on their behalf. And we are so honored for that partnership. And so we put out a call for proposals to our nonprofits in Shasta, Siskiyou, Trinity, Tehama, and MoDOT counties to apply for grant funds through the Community Foundation. We do a lot of administrative work. We take care of all of the due diligence. And then we bring together individuals from each county to review the applications and make the decisions. So these decisions for MoDOC, for Trinity, any of these counties, is being made by local connected individuals to help their communities. They make those decisions, and then we help administer all of the grants. And so, like you said, over $770,000 went out this spring to local nonprofits to help for durable items, physical things, all sorts of things. It's great. It is across the board on the different genres and fields. But if you want to talk about a couple in Shasta County, I think the Frontier Senior Center is one that we should share and talk about a little bit. I know Trish was on to talk about that and their need for a new roof replacement. And they had a large project budget that they were trying to fundraise for. And fundraising is really hard, especially these days.
Yes.
There's so much need. They were doing a great job. They had also applied for the McConnell Fund at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And through the process and through all of the work that our local committee did, they were awarded $50,000 to help go towards their roof replacement. It's just fabulous. And they're just about there, I believe, with their goal. They'll get their roof replaced, and we can all be part of great success.
And that's a beautiful center if you've not been there. It's a freestanding building, but, you know, it can house a wedding. It can house parties. But it's a beautiful center. They serve breakfast once a month for the community. And I think it's underused. I really do. And I think people need we're bringing to light right now about the senior center that's located in Anderson. So if you go down North Avenue, off of the 5 and you turn right, it's over in that area.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's a great facility.
Yeah.
It has great parking. It's very accessible. And they're going to get a new roof here pretty soon.
And that is just one of the things. I'm looking at that in MoDOT County, $86,000 was provided to do things like to finalize irrigation updates at the cemetery, to replace the HVAC system for the Transitional Age Youth Center in Alturas, and more. Carrion Heroes and Exodus Farms, everything from purchasing stall mats to riding helmets for youth. Riverfront Playhouse, repair their roof.
It was the year of roofs, apparently.
It obviously was.
Yeah.
And the Historical Society, and in Siskiyou County, it's a new plasma cutting table for the Butte Valley High School Continuing Education and Adult Ed programs. And let me switch another good one here. Install off-grid power and modernize EMS equipment for the Salmon River Volunteer Fire and Rescue. See, these are all things that all of this enhances the community.
Absolutely. It's a great enhancement to the community. Our nonprofits are so important to the lifeblood of how our communities work in assisting our neighbors, our animals, our environment, our economic development. And without these nonprofits being healthy, it would look very different around here. So,
yeah, especially when you're getting into the thing here where, you know, the budget of the city is underwater. There's things that, you know, that are not being done. So, and things are tough. So having, the McConnell Foundation for one, but other organizations, like the community, fund out at, Redding Rancheria. I did not realize until today that you're kind of their admin apparatus for that.
Correct. We are the back office admin for the Redding Rancheria Community Fund. They do amazing work.
Don't they?
Through the Community Fund, they host a fabulous event every year. Linda's always there. It's a great themed event. They put on a fun party.
Yeah. They do.
And they also give away so much money.
And people
every
get
year.
So excited about that $10,000, like, who's this? And they keep it so close hold.
They keep it a secret, but we at the Community Foundation know because we've been doing all of the work on the back end to make it happen. And so all of the applications come to us twice a year. The Rancheria has a committee that vets it, and then we help them get those dollars out into the community to these nonprofits to do their good work. And so we are so honored to have been able to work with them over 25 years so far with their community fund and celebrate them and their good work.
I'm on your website right now, and I'm looking at these. This is something, if you guys are listening right now and you're like, think about this. You go to cfnorthstate.org, and there's all of these scholarship funds that are the Baker family, the Balma family, Betsy Fitzpatrick, and all of the many, many names in these scholarships that are for specific little things. Not little, but you know. Downtown, the Steam Whistle Upgrade Fund, Memorial Scholarship. So, my gosh. That's just fascinating in itself to read to see these families have come forth or individuals who have come forth for the betterment of our community as well.
Yes, and that's just a small snippet of our over 185 funds we manage at the Community Foundation. Grant funds, scholarship funds, memorial funds, whatever it might be.
Okay, so how big is your organization?
We currently hold $44 million in assets right now, which is fantastic. We have funds for forever with endowed funds. But we've also granted out, like I said, over $70 million since 2000. And so over $110 million in impact in our communities because of our community members giving to things like these specific funds and giving to Car Fire Fund, different response funds.
Have the Car Fire funds been paid out yet?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Those were
because that was one of the questions years ago that said, well, where are the funds? And you all were handing them out as fast as you could, I think.
We were doing our best, yes. Yeah. We didn't hand it out. We're not the immediate resource. There are great organizations for that immediate relief. Red Cross, United Way, Salvation Army. We're there for the long term. And so we did hold the money for a little bit, but because of that, we were able to help rebuild houses and place factory-built homes in the Keswick area. And all of those $6 million was expended within about 3 years.
Okay. We're here with Carrie Carency. She's the CEO. Can I say CEO?
Correct.
Of the Community Fund. And we just found out that you got, like, what, $44 million? Mm-hmm. It's sitting in a lot of different areas, but you have the control over that?
Correct. We have a fabulous board and investment committee that provides oversight for our professional investment advisors and try to do the best we can to raise those funds, have some interest, and get those dollars back out in our community.
So, parents, you have kids that are going off to college. You've got family funds there, you've got so many scholarships. Do you get applications for all of the scholarships?
This year, I'm so glad you talked about the scholarships. This year was a banner year for applications and also awards. So this year was the first time we awarded over $500,000 in scholarships to local students, which is fantastic. But the need is so big. We had over 2,000 student applications.
Wow.
So there are a lot of students trying to go to school, head back to school, mm-hmm. and even head to trade schools, which is so important.
Yeah. So they can get scholarships for trade schools, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, we have Shasta College on once a month, and we just had the financial guys on this time. And we talked about the trade schools and the opportunities out there for young men and women that go to school for a year, get their certificate, and then immediately are making very livable wages. So, these are, you know, basic skills, but there's other colleges and out there, schools out there, you know, dealing with HVAC and all those kind of things. So.
Absolutely.
They can come and apply for scholarships just like if they were going to MIT.
Correct. Okay. Absolutely. We need all sorts of trades, all sorts of education, and all sorts of areas
sure.
to help make our communities work. And so whether that's trades, a four-year community college, whatever that might be, we want to help our local students succeed and hopefully come back home and continue that good work.
Stay here. Okay. We're here with Karen Carinci from the CEO of the Community Community Foundation. Learning a lot more about the foundation here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Linda?
Yes, a family-owned business. And they've just added a guy in the back. I'm sorry about his name right now, but he is a silversmith. And he makes great designs, a wonderful addition where they're doing, you know, one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry. But Four Winds Jewelry, for all your family, like, say, estate pieces, you know, we all wear watches or rings or something that was given to us. And you need to go have it looked at, just make sure the prongs are there so you don't lose any, you know, precious stones. So just things like that, 2225 Hilltop Drive, that's Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. We'll be right back.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palo Cedro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billy, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Enjoy fun with the whole family with Reading Balloons and Face Tinning by Squishy Doodle. Come down to the 19th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 14th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Crancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State, and we are so grateful for the partnership of the Reading Rancheria over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. You know, they help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting pinwheels.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Streaming live at kcnrradio.com. Go to, that takes you to our website and takes you to our, we have, takes you to all of our shows. Our local shows are all archived. So if you heard some stuff today and you say, gosh, you know, I have a question about it, go on back to our archives and listen to it again, because there's a lot of information, more information coming out today than I remember in the past, and we've had Carrie on several times. Carrie, of course, Clancy from the CEO of the Community Foundation. It has like $44 million in – it's not cash,
no.
Or is it? No, yeah. That's just
investments.
In investments and everything and assets. But Linda's going through the website here, and there are, gosh, I can't even begin to tell you how many funds you have here.
And families.
Family endowments and funds that people can set up, anybody can set up, and provides a giving, an area where you can donate and get a tax deduction, obviously.
Yes.
Out of it.
Absolutely.
And it's, you know, they have veterans groups here. They have the Veterans Cemetery, shoes, mm-hmm. buying shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And then now all of these automatically, they're not automatically on Giving Tuesday though.
No, not all of them are on Giving right. Tuesday necessarily, but some of them are.
Yeah.
And all of our local nonprofits. And we had a great kind of conversation during the break about a what if. So.
Yeah.
What if both of you came into the foundation and said, hey, we're thinking about starting a fund. How does that work? We sit down and have a conversation with you. We try to make giving easy. We want to make giving easy. We talk about your goals. We talk about all of your different asset types to figure out what giving solution is the best for you and your tax situation and your family situation. Often, just cash is not the best gift. We can take appreciated stock, like I mentioned, retirement accounts. We even process gifts of real estate. We're in escrow right now. Someone gifted us a raw land in Weed, commercial property that could be built out, needed a deduction, wanted to help out the community, donated the property to the Community Foundation. We put it up for sale. We're in escrow.
Wow.
And the proceeds of that sale will help create a fund where that donor can then direct those dollars back into the community of Weed how they see fit.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's a beautiful marriage.
Absolutely.
Well, it helps out the city, and it also gives, when they do this, I mean, it helps them. Obviously, they need a tax break there. And
well, beyond that, I mean, it's
it's a win-win situation,
right.
I would think.
Imagine absolutely. Now it's like,
you're not sending out teams to twist arms and saying, I want that piece of property on Market Street. No. These are are you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Had to ask, just make sure.
Yeah.
Okay. What is your favorite part of working? Well, now you're the boss. So besides the fact that people bow when you come in and you have a cup of coffee on your desk, we all wish. What's your favorite part working there?
Oh, there's so many. I guess I would say twofold. I would say helping our donors create their legacy through their fund or through their gifts, seeing the joy that it brings them to know that their hard-earned dollars and assets will go to help the community however they want.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other side, how those funds and how those grants help our students or our nonprofits. And we can talk about large grants and large gifts and all of these great things, but honestly, sometimes my favorite grant stories and the examples that I like to talk about are the small grants and the ones that you maybe wouldn't have thought of, but they make such a big difference in our community, and those are the ones that speak directly to my heart.
MODOC Feline Humane Society to purchase trap and release equipment, $2,000. And you think to yourself, well, that's only, it's only $2,000. But what that does is they're trying to capture all those cats.
Absolutely. Try to reduce that cat population from exploding.
Then they neuter them and all this. Yeah.
Absolutely. So those are the small dollars.
Yeah.
Another couple of great examples I love to give, Anderson Teen Center, quite a few years back. They're great.
Mm-hmm.
They provide such a wonderful service to the teens in the Anderson area. They help feed them after school. Teenagers are hungry. They can eat anything. Plus, they need to learn a skill. Their oven went out one day, and they were trying to GoFundMe through the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And we happened to see that, and we're like, well, what's going on down there? We gave them a call, and they said, well, we can't feed our kids because we can't cook the food, and so we're not teaching them these life skills so that they can go and do it later, so we're trying to figure out how to raise $500. And we said, well, through our fund for the North State, which is our most flexible fund, the staff and the board have the authority just to make some quick grants. We said, we'll send you $500 tomorrow. Would that help?
Okay. So then you do have the facility. It's not just mm-hmm. every, on this day and on this day. You can, throughout the year, if somebody comes in with something like that.
Absolutely.
And it's probably got a limit on it, I'm sure. But maybe. But does it?
It does, but yeah. We also have lots of different ideas and conversations we can have. So whether it's the fund for the North State, which is flexible, or connecting them with our many funds that we have, we can help fill that gap. We are the connector between the donors and the nonprofits.
Well, what question haven't we asked that you want people to know?
That's a great question. We want people to know that giving through the Community Foundation is easy. It's one stop to make one fund, to give to multiple organizations through one avenue. You have the Community Foundation staff as your local database with our deep knowledge of the needs and the nonprofits in our community, and we can help you be philanthropic, create impact, and also find the best tax solutions for whatever your situation is.
There you go. It's there, set up to help our community.
Absolutely.
There's a thousand different ways you can do it.
Ways. That's why we love to sit down and talk with you. Those conversations are so much fun. Talk about examples. Talk about dreams. Where did you come from? What inspires you? What made a difference in your life? And how can we help perpetuate that into our communities and whatever that might look like? So give us a call, 244-1219. Check out our website, cfnorthstate.org. Check out our socials. We're posting all the time. And, of course, look forward to Giving Tuesday come December 1st this year.
Fantastic.
And that's coming up.
Thank you for
quick.
Joining us. It's been
and,
really
and we'll have you back on before Giving Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Okay. Carrie, thank you so much for what you all do for our community.
Thank you.
Since it didn't look like our guest showed up, or maybe I rescheduled him for another day, this is open line Thursday now, starting it after the news.
Some Flintstoning around the corner.
There you go. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall, Amit Thomason. You can't say he didn't warn them. President Trump says the U.S. will be launching more strikes on Iran tonight.
President Trump said, quote, at some point in the not-too-distant future, we will be taking Karg Island and other oil infrastructure points and assume control of their oil and gas markets, much like we have with Venezuela. The small island off the coast of Iran has the home to a major oil terminal that is considered the country's economic lifeline. Taking the island could choke off Iran's oil exports and provide a platform for the U.S. military to carry out attacks against the mainland. The U.S. could use the island as leverage to compel the Iranians to keep the strait open. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
And the president says Iran has the power to peacefully settle its differences with the U.S. by simply accepting an already negotiated agreement.
All they have to do is they have to start signing a paper. It's fully negotiated. We have a fully negotiated, but they're tapping and tapping. And I said, all right, let's give them a couple of more days. They're tapping because it's a meaningful paper. They know when they sign that paper, it's meaningful.
The war has rekindled the fires of inflation. Producer prices climbed 6.5% last month on higher energy expenses, the largest yearly jump since November 2022. There have been flight disruptions, widespread power outages amid violent weather across parts of the Midwest. Storms moved into the Chicago area yesterday afternoon, bringing trees down and damaging some buildings. Forecasters warn of the possibility of more bad weather today. The Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast, meanwhile, are sweltering. High temperatures, humidity, and the possibility of dangerous thunderstorms over the next couple of days. Watching Wall Street, stocks have been trading higher so far this morning. The Dow is up about 202 points, while the S&P 500 index is currently a fraction of a point higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Did you really think Pure Talk was just going to sit back and watch America turn 250 years old without doing something awesome to celebrate? Of course not. That's why they're raising $250,000 for America's Warrior Partnership by the end of July. America's Warrior Partnership is on the front line of preventing veteran suicide. They've had extraordinary success, and here's how you can help. When you switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk this month, you'll be invited to round up to support America's Warrior Partnership. No pressure, but if you do, Pure Talk will match your donation dollar for dollar. And to further celebrate 250 years of our extraordinary Democratic Republic, Pure Talk is offering unlimited talk, text, and data for just $34.99 a month. Dial #250, say Mike Rowe. That's #250, say Mike Rowe. And happy birthday to us.
A South Korean e-commerce giant is fined a record $410 million for a massive data breach.
Coupang is synonymous with online shopping in South Korea. Also known as Korea's Amazon.com, shoppers can order groceries, food deliveries, and even stream English Premier League games on the company's apps. Although the country is no stranger to user data leaks, the scale of the latest hack had shocked the public. More than 37 million people were exposed in a country of 51 million people. The regulators have found that the company also collected 11 million users' data from other websites without permission. The investigators have said they believe a former employee is responsible for the hack.
The BBC's Jay Kwan. It is not a reincarnation of the Troubles, but there is trouble afresh in Northern Ireland. A second night of violence over a stabbing in Belfast. A Sudanese man allegedly stabbed his victim, leaving him partially blind. Townhall.com. Republicans are getting an edge up in Florida.
The Florida Supreme Court has allowed the use of a new U.S. House map drawn by Republicans in the midterm elections. The court declined a request to issue a temporary injunction against the map. Attorneys representing voters argued that the new districts violate a state constitutional ban on political gerrymandering. Republicans currently hold 20 of the state's 28 U.S. House seats. The new voting districts could improve the GOP chances to win 4 additional seats in November. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A dramatic come-from-behind victory for the New York Knicks in Game 4 of the NBA Finals, coming back from a 29-point deficit to beat the San Antonio Spurs 107-106, moving the Knicks closer to their first NBA championship since 1973, Game 5 in San Antonio on Saturday. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on the 11th of June, 8:05 in the morning. News top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Hey, Ben, I want you to get ready like you did yesterday. Okay, just be ready.
It's a little.
It's national.
Was
it National Something Day?
It was National Corn on the Cob Day.
Corn on the Cob Day.
Gosh, don't even go there because I know this.
Have you ever been in a corn cob fight? Oh no.
No.
Back on the farm.
Why would I want to do that?
Back on the farm. What they do is after they shell the corn.
Oh gosh.
You know, for the animals, you got all these corn cobs. And if they're in a corn cob fight going on, there is no. You are from.
No, that's a guy.
I'm from the Midwest. There's a lot of corn.
Yeah, you ever been in a corn cob fight?
Yep.
Yeah, everybody does. You haven't been in one?
No.
Well, we'll go out and get some corn cobs.
You
know who somebody that would love to have one of those? Mike Michalak. He would be right in the middle of that.
I don't want a corn cob fight.
Why?
I don't mind a Huskin.
Oh, you don't mind playing cornhole, but you don't want to get into corn cob
fights. Okay, now listen, my mother is from Iowa, and I'll never forget going back there in the era of the 69-70 era, and just as far as your eye could see, it really was the corn is as high as an elephant's eye. Totally. And every night, we had fresh corn on the cob, and it was the old-time cookouts, you know, with the little round thing.
Oh, we lived out in the
country. You know, round thing, and everybody sat in chairs and sat outside. And
spit.
Spit. And the guys talking smoked pipes and, you know.
Chewed tobacco.
And it was, you know, home-baked pies, and it was the old-fashioned cookout in the backyard. Hot. No air conditioning anywhere.
No, nobody had air conditioning back then.
Back in Iowa.
You had a fan. You had fans.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Yeah. If you were lucky, you had two fans.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, give you a temperature. It's heat advisory, red flag warning, folks. This is, the temperature has gotten to this position, a place right now where you could get, heat exhaustion if you're not. So please don't leave your pets in the car, anything in the car, because it just changed suddenly. I mean, we just, 4 days ago, we were able to maybe, you know, drive to the store and have the dog in the back seat because it was like in the 70s or something like that. But we're at 104 today. Overnight lows of 70 tonight. What we could have gusts up to 31 miles per hour, but now we're getting into 106 tomorrow, Saturday 105, Sunday 104. Now Monday, they're predicting 107, Tuesday 106, and then we go down to a mere on Wednesday 101. But we watch these temperatures change every day, and we know that there's, you know, maybe 2 or 3 degrees of being on the hotter side or the cooler side. But today, the prediction with this heat advisory, red flag warning with 31 miles an hour of gust up to, it is 104 today. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Every time we read the weather, Shasta Gas Propane brings us the weather. Veteran-owned company by the Kinney family, 3 generations strong. Love all the work. We just had, you know, we had the Community Foundation on, and I think a lot of people do angel work. And so when we talk about the Kinney family, they do a lot of things in our community where they, their names aren't as hailed as much. So I just want to say, and we want to say thank you so much. It's a veteran-owned company where they always do special, you know, discounts for seniors and veterans.
How hot is it?
Well, thank you, Roosevelt. What's the weather like out there?
It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot.
Hot and this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crash pot cooking. Oh, can you tell me what it feels like? Fool, what is hot? I told you again. Were you born on the sun? It's damn hot. You can be a little thing. I saw it so damn hot. I saw one of those little guys in the orange robe burst into flames. It's that hot. You know what I'm talking about. What do you think it's going to be like tonight? It's going to be hot and wet. That's nice if you're with a lady, but it ain't no good if you're in the jungle.
Okay. I'm sorry that I was saying damn hot. And Ben and I talked, I don't know, 2-3 weeks ago. I said, you got to find this thing. And I totally forgot about it. So yesterday when I was saying, when you were saying it was hot, and I said, it's damn hot. And then all of a sudden you started playing that. And then the whole show came apart after that. And we had, Daniel Orloff in here and, Tim Bauer. And
that was a good show.
It was a good show. If you didn't hear yesterday's show, go back in the archives. Because Tim is from, he's the one man Reading Sports Commission. That's funded by, not your tax funds, but from the, hotels and, you know, the kind of that tax they put on that.
B&Bs and
all that. And he talked about this upcoming triathlon that's happening on August 16th.
Ironman.
The Ironman triathlon. They're going to have close to 2,000 competitors. Now, 2,000 competitors add probably at least two people to each one of the competitors, you know, that come in, you know, their sport team or their whoever. So we're going to have here anywhere from 6,000 to 8,000 people coming in for this event in August. And a lot of them come for a week because they want to learn the course. They want to acclimatize themselves to the heat. And what do? While they're here, first of all, they take a lot of the hotel rooms, but second of all, they eat. They eat a lot because they need the energy that when they're working out like that, you know, it's called carbo loading, but they'll eat everything. Tim said that they've hit some small towns that literally emptied the shelves of the grocery stores and all of this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a financial boon to our city and county having them here. They're going to start at Whiskeytown Lake and then come up into town through the trails. It starts out as a swim, 1.5 mile swim, and then they come back, they get on their bikes, and they take off, and they're going to go through Redding, around, out to the dam, all of this. And then they come back, they end up at the Civic, where they transition into the run, and then they've got, I think it's a 13.1 mile run through the streets and the hinterlands around here. That's going to be on a Sunday, August 16th. Much more information came out yesterday, but that's kind of the high points of it. But it's there's a 3-year contract with these people. So they're going to come back for 3 years in a row. And they can pick and choose where they want to go to because it is such a financial.
It's global. We've got 11 countries. 11 countries so far. They're going to be
coming in for this.
Yeah. Okay. I want to also. Are you finished with that? Okay. I'm just bouncing around because I want to talk about the weather. We've had just a weird weather pattern. And this is according to an article today in USA Today. A long anticipated and dramatic global climate shift has arrived. Federal forecasters said June 11th has confirmed the start of El Nino conditions. The announcement also adds a mounting evidence suggesting that El Nino will be unusually strong, potentially supercharging droughts, heavy rainfall events, and heat waves. The previous El Ninos have led to some of the hottest years on record, such as the record-breaking worldwide average temperature in 2024. The El Nino is part of a larger climate cycle driven by the temperature of water in parts of the Pacific Ocean, and the natural climate patterns affects weather, planet-wide, bringing a mixed bag of conditions across the globe. We're experiencing that right now. The new forecast from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Climate Prediction Center anticipates a very strong El Nino. It may grow to rival the strongest El Nino events in historical record dating back to 1950. So the world leaders have expressed concern about the prospects of droughts, heavy rainfall, and heat waves. I know some people don't believe in climate changing, but we're seeing that, you know, this is...
Well, climate changes.
Yeah.
The argument's over what's causing it and what you should do. The climate changes. And the El Nino, where you can get droughts in one part of the world and heavy rains in another, is part of that. We're going to take a quick break. I want to remind everybody that on June the 27th, they're having a Ranches with Wolves benefit concert. And what does that mean? Many of our ranchers here in the North State have suffered severe depredations from wolves that were introduced with no really any thought of what it would do to the surrounding country, to the deer, elk, rabbit population, and then the cattle population up here. And where a lot of these ranchers do not get paid by the state. The state takes their time. You've got to jump through 12 hoops to get your, to be reimbursed. So it's causing a great deal of financial problems for many of our ranchers. So come early and enjoy the fun outside the Cascade Theater on June 27th. Grab food and drinks, catch live music, and connect with friends before heading inside. The benefit concert is featuring Uncle Lucius and Claire Dunn at 7 p.m. I'm sure they're going to be talking a lot about what's going on here in our North State. Get your tickets now and support a great cause at cascadetheater.org. We'll be right back.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Northern California. Join us Saturday, June 27th at the Cascade Theater in Redding for the Ranches with Wolves benefit concert featuring Uncle Lucius and special guest Claire Dunn. Known for their hit song, Keeping the Wolves Away, Uncle Lucius brings her signature Texas Americana sound to Redding for one unforgettable night.
I'm going broke with every song I play, 'cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
The evening begins at 5 p.m. outside the Cascade Theater with a free community pre-show featuring live music plus food, drinks, and friends. Then at 7 p.m., enjoy an incredible night of live music while supporting Ranches with Wolves, helping ranching families facing costs and losses not currently covered through state programs. Get your tickets today at cascadetheater.org and be part of a night of music, community, and purpose. June 27th, live music at 5, Claire Dunn and Uncle Lucius at 7, presented by Ranches with Wolves. Tickets now at CascadeTheater.org.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Redding area homeowners, stop being told your only option for your old roof is to buy a new one. Actually, never re-roof it again. Redding, California's Diamond Coat Roof Restoration offers homeowners real, actual restoration that saves tens of thousands of dollars compared to replacements. At Diamond Coat, we offer best of class, American made, high performance, clear acrylic barrier systems that actually seal the shingles, lock in the granules, and protect your roof from NorCal's extreme weather. The Diamond Coat system is unique and also nothing like the vegetable oil based restoration being sold in our area. This is an actual invisible barrier designed specifically to protect your shingle roof, not just make it look newer. These are hard times, and restoring your roof, over replacing it at a third of the cost, is without a doubt one of the best investments you can make in 2026. Call 530-941-9035. 530-941-9035 or visit www.diamond-coat.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBont. Streaming live at kcnrradio.com. Takes you right to our website. Looks like all the votes have been counted, and or most all of them, and it looks like some changes are coming. Reading's Councilwoman Aaron Resner earned about 54% of the vote in the race for District 1, surpassing the 50% plus on 50% plus one threshold, and she wins the seat outright. That's according to the unofficial vote results from the June 2 primary released last Wednesday, July 10th, showing incumbent Supervisor Kevin Cry in second with about 38% of the vote, and political activist Richard Gallardo in third with about 7% of the vote. So even if everybody who had voted for Gallardo voted for Cry, it wouldn't have made any difference, essentially. I'm not saying they would, but I'm just saying that. So she started off with the lead at about that much, and it's held up for the whole time. Kevin's term's going to expire at the end of 2026, and Resner will be sworn in at the start of January 2027. I imagine that means there's going to be a shift in how things are done at the Board of Supervisors, because it's the District 5 still has not been settled. It looks like it's going to be a runoff between Anderson Councilman Mike Gallagher, who had about 49% of the vote, and Chris Kellstrom had 41% of the vote. Gary Oxley, however, had 10% of the vote. So where are his voters going to go to? And it'll be interesting to see if Oxley endorses Gallagher or Kellstrom. Because, 10%, 900 votes. So I can get that for you a little bit later. Now, the elections office is going to have Joanna Francesca is going to be the new ROV, Register of Voters.
Okay.
It had fewer than 100 after Wednesday, yesterday. They had fewer than 100 ballots to count. This year's primary increased to 47.52, a small improvement from 4 years ago when it was at 46.36. So it's 1 point more. Mm-hmm. So far, 55,000 ballots were cast in a county with 116,000 registered voters. Shame. Shame. I wish we had that one. Shame. Shame.
The ringing of the bell.
Yeah, let me have the bell.
No, it's not this bell.
It's not that bell.
No.
It's not that bell.
You
know the one I'm talking about, Ben?
It's from, Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, when they had this.
The queen shaved her head and had to wash her name.
Shame, and they ring the bell. This is shame.
But she got even.
Thank you. Bless you all who did vote. 116,000 registered voters, of which probably, 116,000 registered voters, and only 55 showed up. So, okay. Let me see here if I got specific. Okay, District 5. You had Gallagher had 4,600 votes. Chris had 3,800 votes. And Gary had close to 1,000 votes. So it'll be interesting to see if Gary endorses one of the other candidates to make it real tight on that. And Clint Curtis had 21,000 votes, 41%. Joanna had 57% or 29,000 votes, 58%. Yes on Measure B, by far, 11 points. So there we are. Now, Measure B is going to immediately probably be challenged in court because I'm already seeing things from the people that were advocating Measure B. They want to be on the show to talk about, hey, we're going to have to do fundraising to fight this in court. The county voted, many of them by mail, to do away with mail-in ballots and same-day voting now and counting and showing your ID. Now, the state's has a measure that is going to be that everybody, and this is on the state ballot, you'll see in November, everybody has to show an ID when they vote. Yeah. So, now, it doesn't say anything about mail-in ballots, I don't think. But when you're doing it, you've got to be able to show that you are a citizen and that you're a resident of that area. So, it'll be interesting. There'll be a lot of stuff going out on that.
Now, I want to hear about the Costco building.
Okay.
Okay, you were telling me that at the break, and I was like, what? Okay. What'd you hear?
Okay. Dave Benda. Dave Benda is wandering around.
Yeah.
This comes from him.
We got to get him on the show sometime.
Again. Yeah, he's been on.
Hello,
he's
Dave.
He's been on a couple of times. We'll get Dave on. Okay. At Home, a Texas-based retailer. At Home. It's called At Home, had bought Costco.
Okay.
And they were planning on opening a store in the former Costco building. And they had already started construction. But they filed for bankruptcy about a year ago. And then they survived bankruptcy after receiving court approval for a financial restricting plan that allowed it to keep most of its stores open, but they had to close 6 non-operational locations, including Reading. So you've got a 110,000 square foot building. It's empty with a chain link fence surrounding it. The entire front side, if you drive by Costco, if you haven't driven by Costco lately, take a look at the old Costco.
The old Costco.
And it's exposed to the elements. It's just wide open.
Man.
And it looks like a giant open, airplane hangar. Big enough to take the big planes. Maybe that's what they are.
Well, I just looked
an airplane museum.
I looked at the store and it's like Home Goods, but it's got more furniture.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. Anyway, the building owners will enclose the building, and the plans are going through the permitting process right now. So they'll close off the building, but
that's a shame.
It was supposed to become, it was going to become like the anchor store for this, you know, for the area down there.
Right.
And, they have no idea who's going to take it. Raising Cane's, the chicken place, remains the sole business at the old Costco property. Which was rebranded as River Commons Shopping Center.
Okay.
And Starbucks submitted plans to open there, but those plans appear to be on hold. So, it was going to be like several other stores in that area. And it's going to be another shopping center, but without At Home, they're in trouble, I could say. So, if you're looking for 110,000 square feet, maybe this is the place for the new medical school, if they get that one off the ground. I mean, it's got lots of parking. They could rebuild the whole inside there. Or I don't know if it'd be cheaper to build and tear everything down. But, you know, they're going to need 80,000 square feet, from what I understand, 80,000 plus square feet for a medical school. I know Dr. Hall is out there he's traveling and beating the bushes for donations and grants and all those kind of things to try and get this thing off the ground. But the Costco building could be, maybe,
well,
no chance of.
Now Honda is recalling more than 880,000 vehicles in part of the United States because corrosion in the rear suspension mounting points could lead to a suspension failure and increase the risk of a crash for all of those who are a Honda
Aficionado.
The recall report that vehicles operated in states with road and salt and other de-icing agents are heavily used may experience premature corrosion in the rear. Now, if you're driving up to Tahoe or Reno or any of those things, there could be, I'm not sure, but there talking about, I'm not sure how much is in California, but mostly on the East Coast.
Yeah, so. But 880,000, that's nationwide. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, soon to be across the parking lot from the new Submarama. Founded in 1960, same location since 1967. It's been painted several times. The heads are still on the wall, the jackalope. All of the police patches from all over California and other states are on the walls there. Two great barbers, Tim and Logan. I've been going there since 07 when I moved to Redding and just thoroughly enjoyed it. I can set an appointment that works on my schedule by calling them at 530-244-9478. Or I can go to Booksy and find the date. I go to Booksy, Redding, Cypress Square, and set a date. And get they send a confirmation, and then they send a reminder email that day to say, you've got a haircut, Carl. Get down there. Not a hair salon, barbershop. It's a great place, good people. You'll enjoy it, and it's man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Northern California. Join us Saturday, June 27th at the Cascade Theater in Redding for the Ranches with Wolves Benefit Concert featuring Uncle Lucius and special guest Claire Dunn. Known for their hit song, Keeping the Wolves Away, Uncle Lucius brings her signature Texas Americana sound to Redding for one unforgettable night.
I'm going broke with every song I play, 'cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
The evening begins at 5 p.m. outside the Cascade Theater with a free community pre-show featuring live music plus food, drinks, and friends. Then at 7 p.m., enjoy an incredible night of live music while supporting Ranches with Wolves, helping ranching families facing costs and losses not currently covered through state programs. Get your tickets today at cascadetheater.org and be part of a night of music, community, and purpose. June 27th, live music at 5, Claire Dunn and Uncle Lucius at 7, presented by Ranches with Wolves. Tickets now at CascadeTheater.org.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
It's time to saddle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage. Friday, July 20th, rising fast and bringing his signature sound. Ian brings the west to the rest. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. But they won't last long, so don't wait. Make it a country night to remember. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket. Get off those boots. Grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Dignity Health and Redding West Rotary present the 19th annual Taste of Redding 2026. Sunday, June 14th from noon until 4 p.m. at the Redding City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great lines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages while listening to the Billies, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofredding.org.
Everybody calls us Alliance. Stay cool this summer with a new qualified AC system from Alliance. If your current AC is struggling to keep up, now is the perfect time to upgrade. With payments starting at just $114 a month, comfort may be more affordable than you think. Don't wait until the summer heat is already here. Call Alliance today at 2212-642. Again, 2212-642. Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bond. Good morning. Wait. SL Cowboys are going to partner with the Shasta County Search and Rescue for a tri-tip sandwich drive-through fundraiser tomorrow. It goes from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Asphalt Cowboys Clubhouse right next to the rodeo arena. And you can get a tri-tip sandwich, chips, and bottle of water for a suggested donation of $15. Free delivery is available within city limits for orders of 20 or more meals. You can purchase in advance by calling 530-222-1395. What this does is it raises money for the Shasta County Search and Rescue teams. They've got four or five different teams there. It's all voluntary. But they need equipment and those kind of things. So, hooray for the Asphalt Cowboys. And it's going to be, again, tomorrow down at the Rodeo Arena area right at the Asphalt Cowboys. You'll see it when you get down there. It goes from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And you tri-tip sandwich, chips, and a bottle of water. Okay.
Ben, Knicks pull off historic NBA Finals comeback to put them one win from championship. Talking about the...
And you watched it last night.
And so share with us, because there's some people who are, like, so into what happened. Tell us all about it.
Well, I mean, the Spurs are up 29.
In the first half.
First half.
And it looked like the game's
29.
Over.
29.
Yeah. And then they just kind of fell apart in the second half, and the Knicks just turned it around.
Well, I mean, I wish I could have been a fly on the wall. I mean, to hear what the coach said at halftime.
The Spurs, they only scored 30 points in the second half.
Gosh.
The whole second half, they only scored 30 points. I mean, the Knicks scored, what, 50?
Well, how many did the Knicks score in the first half? What was the
Knicks only scored 40, let's see, 49?
49 in the first half.
It was 49 to 26.
And then, I guess, is it the center for the Knicks had a tip-in, which... won the game?
He was more their power forward.
Power forward?
Yeah.
I don't follow basketball at all. I just know that it's just because of that a 30-point comeback like that is almost unheard of.
Okay, so
especially in the finals.
The Spurs scored 76 points in the first half and 30 in the second half. The 46-point decrease was the largest in postseason history. The fans inside Madison Square Garden had no interest in leaving afterwards. They knew they had just witnessed something special, something that was too unbelievable to script, something they will never stop talking about. So, you know, even though we didn't see it last night, we're going to go back and watch it because it's one of those, like, the little train that could, whatever.
If the Knicks end up winning, it'll be like one of the plays that you just watch every year.
Are they tied now?
No, the Knicks are up
3-1. Oh, the Knicks are up
3-1? Yeah, 3-1.
Thought the Spurs were up.
No.
So the Knicks are up 3-1 now then.
So that was a big game last night because it would have tied the series at 2-2. And that makes it
Right. That's right.
But now 3-1.
And they were playing in New York.
Yeah. And then
Game 3, which was, I don't know, Tuesday night or something, that's the one that Trump went to. And they said it was the highest ratings they got from TV ratings, people watching it.
Yeah.
Yep. It was on game 3.
Yep.
They said that afterwards, when the game was over, the people stayed behind and sang, without music, Don't Stop Believing.
Wow.
They're all saying, don't stop. Isn't that great?
Since we're doing
when people come together and they do all this stuff. Sports can do that. That it makes you, we like to watch a lot of the documentaries, as well as, like, the movies like The Miracle on Ice. And, you know, when people come together and they have absolutely, there's no way that they're ever going to, win. Or remember the guy that was the downhill skier that just wanted it so badly and everybody said there's no way? There's a movie about a guy, the downhill skier.
Eddie the Eagle. It wasn't downhill. It was the ski jump.
Okay, the ski
and
jump.
And England had never had a ski jumper. And he said, that's what I'm going to do. And Eddie the Eagle made it into the Olympics. So,
but everybody said he couldn't.
And Rudy. People love Rudy playing for Notre Dame. That guy is still making... This was, I don't know, 40 years ago. He is still a motivational speaker all around the country. Okay, since we're in sports country right now.
All right.
Patrick Mahomes. Mahomey.
Oh, my gosh.
Just became the highest paid player in NFL history. The Chiefs signed Mahomes to a 2-year extension that will give his total contract a value of, you ready? $504 million. He's the first player in NFL history to have a total contract value over $500 million.
I wonder how many years that spans out.
The new it says
10 years?
No, this is just a 2-year extension. Oh. The new money value is worth $239 million in the first 4 years of the quarterback's new look contract are now fully guaranteed. And the entirety of the 500, there's a lot of little, there's a lot of caveats in this thing, can become guaranteed through contract mechanisms, and he can earn up to $522 million through incentives and escalators. Now, he'll carry an average salary of $64 million starting in the 2027 season.
I think there's a lot of pressure. That's a lot of pressure. But let's also say if you could pay tickets, you're going to buy tickets.
He's 38 years old.
If you're going to buy tickets, would you buy tickets? And you only had three, you could only choose three games. You're going to choose the game he's playing in.
It's an 8-year contract. Total contract value, $504 million. Maximum contract, $522 million. And it comes with, like I said, $239 million in new money.
Okay, $60 million and 7 federal agencies required to stage Trump's UFC fight at the White House.
People wanted to say, you can't have a MMA fight at the White House. Why? Why? They used to have duels on the South Lawn at the White House. I mean, people got shot at the White House in the duels. You can't.
The arena, it's constructed on the South Lawn. When we went?
That's where we were at.
Okay. Yeah. So the arena is expected to hold 4,000 spectators with another 120,000 visitors. Okay. And the tickets are from an online lottery.
Online lottery, mm-hmm. Because so many people are going to want to come to it. Yeah. It's it's like people in the reflecting pool. It's going to be horrible. It's going to be horrible. Well, even the ones that said that are going, oh, no, the new reflection pool is pretty cool. he does these things. Here we are. We're talking about the UFC fight there. At the same time, we just lit up Iran again after they shot down one of our Apaches. Okay, get this. They're out there in the Gulf there of Hormuz. Apache is an attack helicopter. It's got a 2-band crew. And a drone shot it down. Yeah. And then a drone boat rescued them.
A drone boat.
Yeah, a boat without a crew that they launched, got to them quick, and rescued the crew. Both of the crew are okay. But now, in defensive measures, the United States has started the air attacks against Iran again, taking out drone sites, drone production sites, and now the threat to take over the Karts Island, which is where all of their oil pumping are, where they load up ships. And so Trump has said, we'll just take that and we'll just shut down your whole economy this time. And they've not blown up things that would just make the Iranian people's lives a lot worse, you know, electric areas, you know, power areas, water and all that. And I don't see that happening. But the, it started again. So not half as much fun as discussing Mahomes getting a half a billion dollar contract for throwing, for playing a kid's game.
And or what happens with these, excuse me, the athletes that are going to be, in the UFC play. There's 14 competing
in the bouts.
In under the octagon, you know, when it comes to the UFC fight at the White House. And, the schedule. Okay. They're going to be interactive experiences, so on. But they talk about the athletes, 14 of them, the preparations start months in advance, working toward more intense weight cutting and diet alteration in the final week, that it can include fasting, extreme sauna use, and hot Epsom salt baths.
Yeah, they have to make their weight.
They could be shaving as much as 20 pounds before weigh-ins. Does that really, think about your body losing 20 pounds.
So they hit the weigh-in weight. And then the instant they step off the scale, they're going to gain 10 pounds because they're going to go drink water. They're going to eat. And so their weight goes up, but they hit their weight at the weigh-in. You know, Mahomes has won several Super Bowls. Sam Darnold has won a Super Bowl. Let me see. Matthew Stafford has won a Super Bowl. I'm just going, if you look at how much quarterbacks are being paid, and we have to take a break after that. Mahomes is leading it, $64 million. Dak Prescott, okay? Mm-hmm. The Cowboys, who haven't even made it into the playoffs. I don't know if the Cowboys made it in the playoffs in the last 15, 20 years. I'm not sure. $60 million. Matthew Stafford for the Rams, $55 million. I mean, the cheapest is at number 15 with Sam Darnold, quarterback for the Seahawks, and he won the Super Bowl last year, $33 million. So, Browns quarterback, 46. I mean, just Chargers, they haven't done a lot, $52 million. Brock Purdy, okay. Brock Purdy is making $53 million. And we'll be right back.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Has there ever been a more perfect pair than bacon and beer? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino's 12th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest and put that fact to the test. On June 19th, experience a delightful fusion of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts while savoring local brews and tapping your feet to live music. Tickets are just $40 plus fee. For details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Northern California. Join us Saturday, June 27th at the Cascade Theater in Redding for the Ranches with Wolves Benefit Concert featuring Uncle Lucius and special guest Claire Don. Known for their hit song Keeping the Wolves Away, Uncle Lucius brings their signature Texas Americana sound to Redding for one unforgettable night.
I'm going broke with every song I play, 'cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
The evening begins at 5 p.m. outside the Cascade Theater with a free community pre-show featuring live music plus food, drinks, and friends. Then at 7 p.m., enjoy an incredible night of live music while supporting Ranches with Wolves, helping ranching families facing costs and losses not currently covered through state programs. Get your tickets today at CascadeTheater.org and be part of a night of music, community, and purpose. June 27th, live music at 5, Claire Dunn and Uncle Lucius at 7. Presented by Ranches with Wolves. Tickets now at CascadeTheater.org.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're calling about tomorrow. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, is going to join us. Another guest. We're giving away two tickets to Taste of Reading right now. That's going to be this Sunday. $60 tickets. So give us a call, 530-605-4567, and score your tickets. Also, we have on the line Shasta Unfiltered. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Carl.
Hi.
This is Kari.
Hi, Karen.
Good morning.
So, you know, for people that are not quite sure what Shasta Unfiltered is, let's talk about who you all are.
Sure. We are local residents who deeply care about our community in the North State, and we really care about getting honest news to out there, and we also are patriots. We love our country, and we love our county, and that's why we started this newspaper.
And it's an online newspaper, and mm-hmm. You have a variety of subjects that you all write about. So, I mean, it's not just politics.
No, not just politics. Yeah, we actually have like a reflections that would change up, and just, you know, we have it's about our faith. But then there's a lot of other things too. We cover a lot of events all around the North State, the rodeos, business events. We love doing restaurant reviews and getting the word out there about local businesses. I don't know. We cover a lot of things.
Well, let me see here. I know that I've read several of your articles, and you have also videos. I know that.
Oh right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've done stories. Like you said, like from the rodeo, the special kids day, your guys were out there. And so I'm trying to see, what is the website? Your website?
Shasta Unfiltered.com.
Okay.
Yeah, we've really been seeing exciting growth. We've hit over 110,000 total views. And get this, we're 95% of our audience is right here locally in Redding, Anderson, Cottonwood, Shasta Lake, and the surrounding communities. So we're truly hyper-local in our reach, actually reaching our neighbors.
Well, we're going to have you on here in the next week or so. And you're on Facebook,
Instagram,
yeah,
and X.
Yeah, you cover them all. And how many people do you have working there?
You know what? It's more of a passion of a work of passion for us. But yeah, we're about four people.
Okay. Well, there's a number of online newspapers. I guess you could call them newspapers or magazines that are on. And I'm seeing I'm seeing on Facebook your Shasta Unfiltered and things like some of the stories, Shasta County election procedures and reports. You take the side. You're looking at Measure B, about changing the way we do things. FBI raids on different places about for the voting and data centers. All these. It's not just here. You're giving kind of a overview of other things that are happening in our around us that could impact on us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we felt like our media has been a lot one-sided, so we're trying to bring more of a balanced approach to what's really going on.
Sure. Okay, well, now, how do people get on your mailing list and all that?
Well, you can just go to ShastaUnfiltered.com and sign up for our newsletter, which we send out once or twice a week. That's a great way to just keep up to date on our new articles. And we're big on Facebook. We're growing quickly and we've got a lot of engagement on Facebook, especially.
Okay. I'm having a little bit of a problem getting to your website. It takes me to other places.
Oh, really? ShastaUnfiltered.com?
Yeah. Okay. It comes to something called ShastaExposed.com.
Oh, well, that's not us. Definitely not us.
Did you find it, Ben?
Yeah, I'm on it.
Are you?
Yeah.
It's ShastaUnfiltered, right?
ShastaUnfiltered.com. Yeah, I'm here.
Huh. This took me to ShastaExposed.
I typed in Shasta County Unfiltered just in the Google search, and the first one that comes up is Shasta.
Is it Shasta County Unfiltered?
No, it's not.
No.
Just ShastaUnfiltered.com.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
.com.
Did you get it?
I got it.
What did I do here?
Week. This is Shasta County.
Okay.
Voter
ID. Anyway, you go to ShastaUnfiltered.com, and... And you can get on to it. Anyway, we're going to have you all on in a week or so and talk about how you formed it, the reasons behind it, the stories you do.
Yeah.
I know you, like I said, you cover a lot of events from rodeos, Special Kids Day. I think they had somebody there, Veterans Memorial ceremony we had. You had people there too.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, and I'm not sure I'll be able to be there. I'm in Norway right now. I'm on vacation enjoying the fjords. But the rest of my team, I'm sure, would love
to be there. They'll be there I'm sure.
Week. Yes,
Norway.
For sure.
Norway.
Yes.
So what's Norway like this time of the year?
It's so beautiful. This is the best time of the year. It's just and gorgeous.
Okay.
Skinny fjords.
So you're calling from Norway.
Yeah, I'm calling from Norway.
Are you listening to yourself?
Are you on
our page so that you can listen?
Yeah, I was on your page, but I didn't want interference, so I turned it off.
Well, good. So you can, you know, so it's like we tell everybody, we're streaming live all over the world, and we just got somebody calling from Norway. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank
have
you
a wonderful.
So much for all you do.
You bet. Have a wonderful rest of your vacation. We'll see you soon.
All right. Thanks, Carl. Bye.
Bye-bye. See ya.
All right.
When we tell people, you can hear us all over the world. I mean, we've had phone we've had phone calls from France and Tahiti and Canada.
Thank you, Carl.
For what?
For answering the call.
Oh. Hey, tomorrow, like I said, Patrick Gorman.
And you'll be able to talk about your golf game today, tomorrow.
You know what? Stand by.
Yeah.
If you're driving by Riverview today, you may want to roll up your windows.
Is it Riverview? Well,
yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Gold Hills.
Nope, Riverview.
Okay.
We're out there, and I get a chance to tee off and hit the water.
You'll have some great shade, too.
Oh, yeah, great shade. And this isn't really, I mean, it's a best ball scramble, and we only play for, like, at 12:30, we all meet back at the hamburger place. They have their cooking hamburgers out there. And, you know, and I don't think anybody, I don't even know if anybody keeps score. I'm sure they do. Anyway, people, it's going to be hot, damn hot. Take care of yourself. Drink lots of water. Don't leave anything in your car that you want to have alive if you leave it out there for more than an hour or less. Don't leave any living thing in your car. So have a great day and God bless America.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.